following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee, episode 321. Hello, 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 hello. It's kind of a moot point to say from the home office, isn't it? Because that's what everybody's doing. Staying working from the home office. Uh-huh. It's what you got to do in these times, man. We're in a pandemic. Everybody's freaking out. Everybody's getting a little worked up. There's a lot of people that are, their tensions are a little high. I tell you what, man. I don't want to elaborate too terribly much on this because it's an interesting situation. But the wife, the immigrant and I, by the way, data production on this is the 5th of April. It's a Sunday. The immigrant and I were out doing our thing, you know, walking the dog as you do. He needs to go out. And it's good for you. You know, you can go walk through your neighborhood. Go around a block. Go a couple of blocks around. You know, just say, hey, check on your neighbors hanging out on your porch, you know, on their porches. And, you know, they're having a glass of wine or a beer perhaps. And it's like, hey, how are you? How you doing? Good to see you. Can I get you anything? You know, that kind of thing. Being neighborly and whatnot. There's no law against it. Well, last night was a little bit different because as we were doing our thing, and we were walking along the sidewalk, as you do. There was a neighbor of ours. I guess he could call him that. He's like another block away. But still, he's sitting out on his front porch having him a smoke. You know, doing what he does. And out there, he had a couple of dogs with him that were not on a leash. It's key to the story here. So one of the dogs sees our dog, Duke. And he's, you know, he wants to check out who Duke is. And Duke's a friendly hound. He just wants to be anywhere. He's just happy to be anywhere you are. And he likes to see other dogs, too. And he's, you know, he's friendly like that. So I'm pulling him back because, you know, he's a big dog. And I want to intimidate this guy and his dog. And he goes, man, my dog. Oh, let me get my dog. I'm like, that's okay. And I'm holding Duke back. And he picks up his dog. And this guy, I'm not going to say his name. But this guy says, here's a quote. You motherfuckers out here in the middle of a goddamn pandemic going to kill everybody. I'm like, what? Excuse me? Hello? Social distance much? So he starts running his mouth about how people like us out walking the dog is spreading the COVID-19 around. He's just having a time with this. It turns out, very long story short, the guy's a conspiracy theorist. So he's already that guy. And he's nutty. He's out there. He's weird. He's got problems. And I got to the point where I'm like, dude, just calm down. Shut up. We're moving along, you know. And he starts making all of these threats, like he's going to kill us. It was like, dude, I just kept walking, and you know, of course, my wife is getting worked up, and I'm like, you know, it's okay. Just you know, the guy's just foaming at the mouth. Just let him do what he's going to do. So we just keep walking. We keep moving along, and I tell him to go F himself, which made me feel better. And he said, I ought to turn your fucking head into a canoe. And I'm like, really? What the hell is your problem? You know, calm down, dude. Get back on your meds. Get back on your porch. Maybe go inside. You know, have a tonic. I don't know. Just relax. We're all a little uptight. People are getting worked up, and it's kind of frightening, really, because if that, and you know, granted, this is what it is on that macro of a level, then you have to keep in mind that there's a much bigger picture to all of this. There's a much bigger picture. There's a lot of people that are really, well, they're stuck with, they got the cabin fever thing that's going on. They're a little uptight. They don't quite know what they're going to do. They don't know how to feel. They don't know how to think. They're a little scared. There's a lot of that's going on. And so I guess the natural response is to just be an asshole. I suppose. There's no time for that. You know, you have to, I'm trying to be patient with people as it is. I, you know, We've had an issue at our studios, at Pirate Radio Studios. We had a flood down there last Friday. The storm drain backed up. Turned out certain restaurants in the neighborhood were dumping their grease down those lines, which is not legal, but they did it anyway. And we had storm water that came up from the elevator room drain there, and it flooded our entire suite to the tune of a quarter inch of water. It was really, really bad. And in fact, we're still dealing with this. It knocked us off the air, knocked the show off the air Friday morning. But, you know, and I'm sitting there, you know, we got a recovery crew that's down there. They're cleaning things up and all of this mess. And I was sitting there amidst of all the carpet fans and the guys that are working. And I'm just like hanging my head down thinking, this is, you know, amongst of everything. I mean, it's out of my control. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing anybody could have done aside from the restaurants not dropping your grease down the fucking storm drains, dude. But, you know, I have to put my faith and my trust in the people that are going to clean this up, and they're doing a fine job as it is. And they're frustrated, and everybody's frustrated. And like I said, tempers are a little thin. I haven't lost my cool over it just yet. You know, I did use a lot of adult language Saturday because they kept throwing the breakers and knocking everything down, and it turned the computers off and all that. And it was just a pain in the ass. But eventually, I kind of got over it, and that's what you have to do. We just have to kind of take it in small little bites. And I tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not hopping onto social media and bitching about people like Dickless down the street that's threatening us or threatening the neighbors or anybody, because it's not just us. I'm sure he's doing it to everybody else. And, you know, the little problem that we had down in our studios, there's no point in just hopping onto Facebook and say, oh, whoa, pitiful me. But man, boy, howdy. Has Facebook turned into an incredibly toxic environment? We'll get into that and more right up out of this. You're listening to it here from Radioland. Don't go away.
Wizards is corona-free and is your headquarters for your essential quarantine supplies. Their viral sale is happening right now with deals throughout the store. Get some sage to chase away the bad stuff. Incense, woodwick candles, decorative fans, and things to keep you busy while you're stuck at home. T-shirts, bandanas, hats, and more on sale right now. CBD, Kratom products, and personal cleansers for that job interview. Open 10 to 10 every day at 1999 Madison Avenue in Midtown, or get it all delivered when you order online at wizardsmemphis.com. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to buy smoking-related products.
So, yes, Facebook. I like picking on Facebook because Facebook is fun to pick at. They did something kind of cool. They introduced dark mode on their desktop version, which is what I'm looking at right now. It's kind of cool. I like it. It looks a lot different. It looks a lot like Reddit now. Almost identical to it, really. But that's fine. And I don't get on it much, you know, I scroll on it once, maybe twice a day tops. Yeah, I spend maybe 10, 15 minutes on it, unless I'm promoting something through the station or this show or whatever. And, I marvel at some of people clearly have a lot of time on their hands. We all do. So we're all stuck. You're supposed to stay at home, right? And you stay at home and you're like, okay, great. I'm going to do some stuff around the house. I'm going to get some projects done. That lasts about an hour before finally somebody goes, no, fuck this. I'm going to go see what's happening on social media. And that's what people are doing. And they're spreading a couple of things. There's, the memes, of course, some of them are kind of clever. I'll give you that. Most of them are dumb. I mean, they're not even funny. I mean, I think we're all past the whole toilet paper joke. I think we're kind of done with that. You know, I can go to a grocery store now and buy a package of toilet paper now. But everybody's talking about the toilet paper thing and what I'm doing and what I'm buying and how's this and what are we going to do with all this leftover toilet paper? And we're making jokes about the toilet paper this and toilet paper that. And I was like, okay, I get it. And then there's the conspiracy theorists. The conspiracy theorists are a problem because they are spreading misinformation and they're downplaying this. I had a brief exchange with a good friend of mine who is a medical professional. She's a doctor, okay? I don't want to mention her name. She wouldn't want me to do that. But I was checking on her because I know that, you know, she's having to deal with people. It's scary for medical professionals who are having to be basically on the front lines of this thing. They're being exposed to people who are sick. They need help, right? You know, if you're sick, you go to a doctor. That's what you do. And doctors have to take precautions because it's hard to imagine this now. I don't know, wrap your head around this concept, but doctors are humans, okay? They can get what you got. And she's doing a lot of telemedicine now, and she's doing a lot of phone consultations and that kind of stuff, and just helping people out when they're not feeling too good. She's closed her office for now because of this, right? You can't have this, you know, it's scary. And she said, please be careful out there. This is very, very serious. And when you hear it come from somebody like that, and, you know, so it's a local general practitioner who's going to tell you this is really serious. OK. And, you know, it does kind of, you know, it resets that thing in your head like, OK, it's not affecting me. I'm OK. No, when you have a local individual, a local doctor who studies this stuff and is treating people and they flat out tell you, stay home, you know, do what you can to keep your health self clean. And this is very, very serious. And it's, you know, she's a friend of ours. You know, we joke, we have fun. We make jokes about all sorts of, you know, completely unsavory things. And then when an air of seriousness hits the moment and you're talking about something as COVID-19 is, it's very, very serious. And you have to look at it at the aspect of this. If it wasn't for the fact that there's just volumes of people that have this, this is really what makes it so most scary, is that there's just so many people that are out there that are dealing with this. If it was something that was kind of, say, quasi-rare, you know, like maybe perhaps a sort of strain of the flu that was pretty rough to deal with, and only a very, 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 very small percentage of people that would get this, you know, would have to deal with this, we would talk about it like that in those numbers, you know. Like we would talk about like the flu. You know, the flu mortality rate is like 2/2 of a percent or something like that when you look at the grand scale of it. Whereas this is, you know, it's, you know, 2-4% depending on, you know, what the situation is. But it's just sheer volumes of people that are exposed to this and that are getting sick, and it's swamping the hospitals. You've seen all the headlines. I'm not going to get into all that. The idea here is, excuse me, I just, I had some spicy soup, but the notion here that this is completely deadly like this. And it's a really, really fucked up version of Russian roulette. It's kind of what it is. I know there's some Russians out there going, hey, why you got to drag us into this? Hey, look, it's happening in Russia, but nobody's talking about that because, you know, your president over there, Putin or Putin or whatever his name is, he's, you know, he's trying to keep his numbers good. You know, he's taking the page from, well, he told Don over here in Washington how to deal with it. And now he's doing the same thing, you know, trying to put a positive spin on this whole thing, which is, you know, whatever. The idea here that we sit here and look at this and as though we're sort of isolated from it, which is a good thing. You know, that's the whole point of being, you know, being away from people is for us to keep spreading this stuff, right? You know, if you're going to go out, wear a mask, you know, for example. We have a mask, the wife and I do. And it's kind of weird, you know, that we live in this sort of world now where this sort of stuff is necessary and we're having to deal with this. And that's okay. That's the way life is. Okay. We have to accept these things. We have to accept things that we can't go to the places that we really would like to go to, right? We can't go to the movies right now. The theaters are closed. Uh-huh. We can't go to bars and stuff, you know, can't go see a show. Uh-huh. There's all the stuff that's going on that's crimping our lives, but it's temporary. It's going to go away. And now people have taken to Facebook and now they're spreading of these conspiracy theories, which are kind of amusing in some aspect, but for the most part, they're really dumb. And there are these people who will sit there and tell you that it's unconstitutional for a government to shut certain things down for your own safety, which is complete bullshit. I unfriended probably, I don't know, four or five people. I'll see these posts and I'll open them up and then I'll go to that person's page and I'll go through their other stuff. And I'm like, holy, the stuff that I haven't seen. And I'll see this and I go, God damn, really? You're sitting here, you know, running your mouth like this as if, first of all, A, people give a shit about this, and B, you really think like this? This is, you're dangerous. It's people like you that could go out there, contract this disease. And what's really frightening is you could be asymptomatic. That's a thing. There are people out there that don't know they have it because they've never shown any symptoms. They never get sick, but they have it and they're spreading it around. Along with all this other information, it's like, oh, it's, you know, it's nothing, man. It's not, this is all bullshit. It's a government ploy to keep the elections from happening again. It's a government ploy to get the president taken out of the White House. It's a government ploy to manipulate the economy. I've heard all of this shit, you know? I like to think, and I say this a lot, I like to think that I'm a reasonable person. And, you know, it's the whole Occam's razor thing. You look at a particular situation and you look at all of the causes of it and you take the most reliable one. The simplest one is usually the deal here. There's no conspiracy. There's none of this stuff, but people are bored. They're sitting at home with nothing to do or refuse to do. You know, they're not even being constructive. You know, they're just going to go, you know, God help you if you've got kids in that household and you're living with those idiots. I mean, the kids. I'm just looking at this. This is hilarious. Apparently there's a tweet. I don't know how real this is. This is probably fake, but it's still sort of funny. A tweet from the president, and it says, numerous states introducing Bible literacy classes, giving students the option of studying the Bible, starting to make a turn back. Great. And somebody underneath the response to it from an individual by the name of Rabia Chaudhry said, according to the Bible, you should have been put to death for adultery. Clever, but people are finding this stuff and are just, because they're bored, they're sitting there and they're just, oh God, you know, we're missing our lives. We're missing baseball right now. We're missing basketball. We should be in the playoffs. There's, you know, March Madness is it didn't happen. Wimbledon for the first time since World War II is not happening. It's a serious thing. This is not some global conspiracy about anything. I mean, it's what it is. There's people in New York. Lord, I've got some friends that live in New York, and the greatest city in the world is what it is. It's been known that for, and it still is. And I sent them an email to them and I said, you know, I'm thinking about you guys. I mean, I know it's scary. Stay safe. Stay sweet. Stay strong. Because you're New York. That's what you've gone through. Look what you've gone through in the past, you know. Lord, have mercy. The things that have happened. So it's going to be fine. The problem is not everybody's going to get through this. And that's the scary part. And there's so many people that are just trying not to think about that. And I get it. But the toxic environment that exists in social media is not the answer. You know, it really isn't. I know there's boredom that's run amok. Trust me on this. But see, here's the thing. I've never been more busy in my life. Working with the radio station, working with the other stuff. I'm doing a lot of voice work these days. I'm doing stuff. I'm doing stuff that I'm fortunate enough to keep busy, and it's keeping, you know, beer in my glass. But that's a good thing. I don't want to sit here and wallow in it. And it's so simple to sit there and look around and you read these headlines and you go through social media and you just immediately get, not necessarily divorced, but sort of depressed, which is what that is. You get depressed. And it's like this kick in the balls, you know. It's the stark reality of what's going on. Now, you do want to stay informed, and you got to look at your various sources that you're pulling that information from. But you have to be careful with that, because there's a lot of it that is A, alarmist, probably for the betterment, really, because it's keeping people from being too complacent with this. And B, there's that bias that exists in the news out there. So you have to be real careful and find your best middle of the road stuff. My wife here of late has been watching Sky News. It's a European thing, mostly British. And if you have a smart TV, if you have Roku or what do you call it, Apple or something like that, you can get the app. It's free, and it's interesting. They've got a 24-hour news feed that runs, and it's fascinating to see. And I've said this for years, and I wish people would pay more attention to it. If you don't like the American mainstream media, that's fine. That's your prerogative. You know, you have to go through several different sources to sort of kind of get to where you need to be as far as information. But when you look at something like the way another country views it, that's fascinating to me. It's interesting because you're starting to see the real the grains of truth that are out there and the real ideas of what people are saying and what they're thinking. And to see the reporters from Sky or BBC looking at what's happening in the United States, it's really interesting. It is just super interesting to see their take on it. And it's not alarmist because that's not what they do. That what they do is they sit there and they tell you what's going on, and then they just lay it out there, black and white, like it or lump it, you know. So, you know, yeah, you have to be careful. Like I said, if you're going to watch your news, watch a little bit of it. Yes, I encourage you to stay in the loop on this thing. But I also encourage you to not do this for the entire time you're stuck at home. Don't sit there and stare at that box or your phone or your television or whatever it is that you're doing. Don't just sit there for hours on end. I don't care how repetitive it is or how addictive it is. Don't do that. Get away from that. You know, if you're fortunate enough to say, let's say you live in a house, right? Go out in your yard for a minute. You know, go if you got a backyard, it needs to be raked. It needs to be dealt with. It needs to be cleaned. Everybody got to have a nice-ass backyard if they do it. It'd be a nice, enjoyable spot because we are stuck here. If you live in an apartment or a condo that doesn't have a yard, well, good for you. You don't have to worry about all that. But there's nothing stopping you from leaving your unit and going for a little walk in your neighborhood. Practice your social distancing, of course, but, you know, go for a little walk. Get away from it. Breathe the air. Look at the trees. Look at the sky. Listen to the birds. Boy, you're hearing a lot of birds because the gunshots are finally drowned out. You're starting to see how things could sort of be. Find a little moment of pleasantness. Those of you who attend church services, well, y'all kind of got boned too. Oh, there's online versions of that. There's places you can go. There's things you can do online. Watch movies. Watch the goddamn Tiger King, which is fascinating. I don't know what's more fascinating, the show or the reaction to it. That I don't know because they're both pretty amusing. But what I'm trying to tell you is don't get yourself all caught up in this. I mean, stay abreast of what's happening. Figure out where it is in your town, where it is in your lives, how close it is to you. What are the precautions? What's the overall numbers? Maybe watch a couple of stories surrounding it and then turn it off. Go somewhere else and watch something. Go find some cartoons. Go watch a dumb movie. You know? Go do that. Because if you don't, you're going to go crazy. And when you start going crazy like that, then you're going to be like that guy down the street from us who's going to be hollering weird obscenities to people and threatening them with their lives because all that was fear. That's all it was. Guy was scared. He's scared. We're all scared. There's nothing wrong with that. We got to channel it in a correct way and try and do the best thing, which is, you know, be cool. Don't be a dick, man. It's just simple. We got to look out for your neighbors. You know, I say it at the end of every one of these shows and you know, about looking out for yourselves and looking out for somebody else, you know. Take care of yourselves, take care of everybody. Or take care of yourselves, take care of your neighbor or whatever, however it is. Look out for one another, you know. We need that. We're all, it's cliche. We're all in it together, you know what I mean? So don't be afraid. Don't be too afraid, I should say. But separate yourself from the news a little bit, or you're gonna be hopping onto Facebook, and your reactions along with everybody else's are gonna be either the same or vastly different. And it's, you know, then don't get sucked into the conspiracy theories, and don't get sucked into the abject fear that's out of your control. It's not gonna do you any good. It really isn't. Just, you got to focus on what's more important. It's your own family, right? you know, if you've got to go out and do something, you know, like for us, it's a little bit different, at least for me personally. With the radio station, it's important that we keep the information going. We've been sidetracked. We got flooded. You know, that just sucks to I can't even begin to describe to you how bad of a situation that was at the moment. It's gotten a lot better and we've cleaned it up and everything's gone and we're still on the air. But it's out of my hands. So I'm just going to kind of roll with it. But I got to go and do it. So, you know, I put on a mask. If I got to stop and get some gas, you know, the gas pump handle, right? If you got to get gas in your car, keep in your car them grocery sacks, you know, those plastic ones that everybody hates. Keep a few of those in your car. Because when it's time to pump the gas, you know, after you've done the pay at the pump thing, slip that over your hand and use it kind of like a mitten so you can grab the pump handle and pump your gas because you don't know where that pump handle's been. That's probably just good advice. I don't care if there's a pandemic or not because we're starting to think differently now, aren't we? Aren't we all going, I don't know, man. Things are starting to look kind of sketchy to us, you know. This 6-foot rule thing, I could really, really get used to be honest with you. I'm conscious of it. I know my neighbors are conscious of it. I'm talking about my people that I stand around. You know, friends are all... We're all standing 6 feet apart, and I'm way happy with that. I'm a bit of an introvert, so that's cool. I'm okay with this. I could spend endless hours in my home, endless days in my home. If I have all of my supplies, I could be just fine. But no, I work in the business where our job is to to entertain and to bring out information, and we're going to do that. We're going to continue to do that until we're not allowed to, or we can't physically, or whatever. So whatever happens, God forbid I should get sick. And then that'll have to be, you know, put the kibosh on that whole deal. But that's what it is. But the second I leave there, it's back home, man. It is back home, and it doesn't that car doesn't move until I have to go get beer. You plan ahead for these things. You go to the store. You got to do what you got to do, but you have to be safe and you have to be reasonable, and don't get sucked into this fear. You know, there's information that's out there. Even if you just want to look at just the raw stuff about the COVID-19, and you don't want to deal with some interpretation from some talking head, just go to the Centers for Disease Control's website, cdc.gov. Just go there. You can get all the updated stuff. You can learn about all that without all the bullshit that goes with it. Now, if you're up for a little bit of bullshit, then, you know, you got your other sources, whatever it is that you, whatever your bent is. Watch a little bit of that. But like I said, after an hour or so, turn that shit off. Or you're going to be completely insufferable. You know, you're going to be hitting up the social media. You're going to be hitting Facebook. And look, Facebook was toxic enough as it was. Now it's just... Well, it's a shitstorm. It's incredible. Aside from the fact that you've got, you know, some people that are trying to do the right thing, like perform live. You've got a lot of artists that are working their shows on their stages and having some fun, and they're trying to get a couple of bucks. Yeah, support that. That's what you got to do. And I'm seeing a lot of clever stuff that's out there as well. And you know, you just have to do it. No, I'm seeing this too. All right. There's an event of some sort, something that's happening live on Zoom. Be careful with Zoom. It's apparently loaded with all sorts of strange spyware. They have interesting ties to China. I don't know why that is. And it's not even a Chinese group. They're just like giving data away or selling it. Just be careful with all of that. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. There is a pretty groovy app I have been hip to. And it seems pretty reasonable. All the investigation that I've seen on it seems okay. It might be handy and helpful and fun. It's an app. It's free. It's called House Party. Now, because it's free doesn't mean that that it's free. It means some of your data is being shared, but I think you can control some of that. But House Party, it allows you to have like several people all at one time on a conference call in a way. But it's video. And it's done through your phone. And you can play games. I think you can watch a film through it. You can watch a television show through it. And everybody's just kind of having fun. So it's like a virtual party. And everybody can have like, you know, do a book club or, you know, wine of the hour deal. I don't know, whatever it is that you got. You know, you're all hanging out, having drinks, sharing conversations, telling jokes, whatever it is that you do. That's important to have as well because of your social, we're social people. sort of, most of us. That's why there's Facebook, because it, people like Zuckerberg took advantage of that, because it's what we do. We talk to people, and we don't have to be face-to-face. We're not supposed to be. It's almost by design, almost. If I were a conspiracy theorist, I'd probably suggest that it was all Zuckerberg's fault that to make people use Facebook more often. I don't know. But there is some options, and I urge you to stay in touch with your family and your friends, and don't lose sight of what's important. That is the important thing, you know? Wash your goddamn hands. Stay the fucking home. Be sweet. If you're going out and you're going to walk in the neighborhood, keep your social distance, right? You know, keep that 6-foot ring around you. Make sure the dog gets out. He's looking for a place to take a dump. So make sure you deal with that. Pick it up. Throw it in the garbage, you know? And when you see your neighbors, don't be an asshole, okay? Really, seriously, just don't be a goddamn asshole.
The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical supplies and gifts. We stock candles, herbs, gemstones, incense, salt lamps, and more. We also host monthly rituals and events for those looking to get together with like-minded people. And the Broom Closet is the only place you can get your cards read by me, Reverend Emily. I'm an ordained Wiccan minister and Reiki master. Book your next tarot reading and see what's in the cards for you. Discover conscious living and being connected to an awesome community. The Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop is located in downtown Memphis, or visit our online store at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet, where magic begins.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all #AloneTogether. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
It's like with any news thing that happens in the world, any type of breaking news, it's all a very fluid situation. It all changes moment to moment, second by second. And, you know, we're going to look back on this at some point in time. I don't know, hopefully in a few months. We'll be able to look back on this and realize just how far off we were about certain bits of information, because that's how that works. And because you've got every talking head out there with a camera and a dipshit standing in front of it, they're trying to make some quote-unquote news out of something. What happens is they'll try to be the first to say something, not realizing how ridiculous they sound when they do it. You know what I mean? So the point is not to trust all of it, but take little bits of stuff that seems reasonable. You know what I mean? I know it's an overused word around here, but it makes perfect sense, because without it, we'd all be hollering at the mountains about it, and we'd be swinging from the rafters and being at each other's throats, and we can't have that.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right, you heard what's coming up next time on the program. Man, I am sure missing the Blues show. It is, that was like a highlight of my week. The Sunday night Blues show. See, normally we'd be, you know, I'd be telling you right about here about what I got going on at the studio on a Sunday night, but we can't have anybody down there because there's this pandemic thing going on. This is why we can't have nice things. But there will be blues music being played from 8 p.m. to midnight or so, Central Daylight Time, radio-memphis.com, because I like it. I'll be sitting here listening to it in my office, because like I said, I would normally be down there with a band, and we'd be having some fun, and we'd be having cocktails and maybe a cold beer or a slice of pizza or something, and we're talking and we're laughing about things, you know. And hopefully there'll be a time where we can get back to that. That would be kind of cool. I'm fairly certain we will. Don't know when. Wish I had those answers, man. I wish I could just, you know, If I knew that, I could say, you know what, it's all going to be fine on July the 1st. You know, that'd be kind of cool if I could just say that. Hey, if we can just get to July the 1st, it'll be great. I don't know, maybe. It could be. I don't know. Probably not. It's going to be different no matter what it is. One of my neighbors, we were talking, and my wife asked her, said, how long do you think this is going to last? And she said, easily through the end of the year. I'm like, wow, and I didn't say anything, but I'm like, that's a bit morose. It's probably accurate, though. I hate to say that, but our lives are going to change out of this. You do realize that, right? Things are going to be so vastly different after all of this. We're going to be living in a world where social distancing will probably stick around, and I'm okay with that, really. We're also going to be in a position where I don't know. I think we're going to look at the world with a little bit of a jaundiced eye. You know what I mean? We're going to be a little more cautious, a little more wary. I think the changes that will happen to us as a nation and as a society and as a world, I think will actually be pretty dang good. That's the thing I'm hoping for. I don't think it's going to be any different than that. It'll be nice to have some positive change, because that's the one thing you have to look forward to. And I guess it's kind of like a page out of Mr. Rogers' book, but you know, when things like this happen and we go through these big moments of fear and these big moments of underlying catastrophe, and we always look to those that are the helpers, like you said, the ones that are standing there and they're helping others. Those are the people. Those are your people right there. That's a good representation of humanity. That's our best side. It really is. And right now, it's all the people in the medical community. And I'll tell you somebody else that is an unsung hero in a lot of this, and you got to really treat with a lot of respect, are the people that work in the grocery stores right now. Man, oh man, oh man. I've seen them put up with all just more horseshit than they need to put up with. But by God, they are doing it, and they're doing it for you. So, you know, yeah. Those are the people that we need to really focus on and say, hey, thanks, appreciate you. Because when this is all said and done with, and it will be, there needs to be memorials for those that have passed. There needs to, and I'm talking to the general population, and there needs to be memorials to those that worked it and passed. Those would be your doctors and your nurses and stuff. And then you got your grocery store, your humble grocery store clerk, who made sure that you had something to eat when you got home, while you were stuck at home. Yeah. That's my thought on it. You heard what's coming up next time on the program. Please, please stay home. Wash your goddamn hands. Wash them now, please. After listening to this, go wash them. If you're wearing earbuds, just go now. You must wash your hands. I've washed my hands so many times, I think my fingerprints are gone. Small price to pay, I suppose. At least I'm clean. All right, then. We'll see you next time. Until then, please take care of yourselves and take care of one another. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.